make it here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say. See my face tonight, saw my name, a monkey's found down on Broadway.
It is the night about nothing tonight. Seinfeld night at Maimonides Park, Saturday, August 6th. We love tonight. Tonight is the night that really makes the Brooklyn Cyclones game coming up at 6 o'clock featuring Brooklyn and Winston-Salem, Junior Santos against Christian Maynham. But these fans coming into this ballpark, this was the first team in minor league baseball to come out with Seinfeld night. That was back in 2014. And every night, it's always a huge night at Maimonides Park. Supposed to see Donna Chang tonight. Angela Dorman, who played Donna Chang in the famous episode of Seinfeld, The Chinese Woman. So she is supposed to be here today. Hopefully we can wrangle her up for a half inning on the broadcast. Seinfeld fans walking in today. First 2000 received a Marble Rye figurine. And there's also the Wiz and Dolores bobbleheads. So having a good time tonight. We've had some competitions on the field already and a lot of fun in between innings. But when we get to 6 o'clock, Cyclones looking for another victory. Brooklyn dropped the first two games of the series to the Sox affiliate, but has looked better and better as this series has gone on. And the Cyclones, because they've played so well, have found themselves tied for first with Hudson Valley. My name is Keith Radd, but that's Nick DeLuca, and he's got tonight's pregame show heading us up to first pitch.
Thanks so much. The Cyclones looking to take the series lead tonight in Game 5 Saturday. Brooklyn falling behind to open the series, 2-0, wondering where the offense had gone. Well, they found it a bit in the first win in the the shortened game back on Thursday. And then yesterday it was the pitching that really was able to propel them to the victory. 2-0 the score yesterday. And it was piecing it together again, the ramifications of that trade earlier in the week. Nick Zwack, Carson Seymour going to San Francisco. And the Cyclones trying to figure out, well, who's going to pitch for them, especially early on. It was difficult because there were no reinforcements. Well, the reinforcements were in the building yesterday and made a big difference. Keyshawn Askew made his high A debut through 4 1/3 scoreless, showing off that tough delivery for left-handed hitters in particular, that three-quarters arm slot, hiding the ball really well, struck out 7 in those 4 1/3 innings and was pretty dominant up until running into trouble in the fifth. From there, it was David Griffin, who threw 3 2/3 scoreless and came in a big spot in the fifth with the bases loaded and one out, able to get out of the jam. And Griffin, proving to be, once again, that ultra-reliable arm out of the bullpen, was able to carry that over into 3 2/3 shutout before handing the ball over to Dylan Hall, who earned the save in the ninth inning. So the Cyclones, who have been up and down pitching the baseball, got that right yesterday against a really difficult Winston-Salem lineup. Would imagine they will have something to say about the shutout from yesterday into tonight's matchup. Cyclones scoring 2. Jose Peroza continuing his hot hitting, and it's just been unbelievable in the month of July into early August. Now a 7-game hitting streak is 11 for his last 22 with 6 doubles. It has just been for power, for average, everything. Jose Peroza really doing a nice job. Stanley Consuegra with a triple. Peroza driving him in to put the Cyclones on the board. Tack on another run on a fielder's choice. And Brooklyn, 2 runs was all they needed yesterday because of how well that they pitched. So the Cyclones in a tie for first atop the North Division in the South Atlantic League coming into play tonight. Hudson Valley and Winston-Salem playing a doubleheader this afternoon. Jersey Shore is on top in that ball game, 3-0 at the moment. So the Cyclones hoping that Jersey Shore can hang on, and with a win, Cyclones could retake first place in the North Division. Getting the win yesterday with the shutout and the pitching really good. Askew to Griffin. David Griffin coming in a big spot with bases loaded and one out. Able to hold Winston-Salem off the board and then work in 3 2/3 scoreless. Had a chance to catch up with him here on the pregame show about his return to Brooklyn and what the experience has been like going all across the Met system this year. That's next here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Game 5 of 6 between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem tonight from Maimonides Park. Cyclones with a chance to take the lead with the game at 6 o'clock. Nick DeLuca with Brooklyn pitcher David Griffin. David, you've got some minor league experience. How impressed were you to see Keyshawn Askew pitch 4 1/3 scoreless first time out at high A yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, being in his shoes before, too, like first time at a brand new level, give you adrenaline pumping. It's tough to control it as well as well as the crowd too. I mean, they're feeding off the crowd, the energy, the fans here are great. They're always supporting you, and they're always bringing the high intensity. So sometimes you feed off of that as well. So it becomes a challenge whether to control yourself, gather yourself, have some composure, and still do your job at the end of the day. I mean, Keyshawn throws at a very funky angle for hitters to pick up on, and he had a lot of success What did last night?
Ran into some trouble in the fifth inning, and then you come in from the bullpen. How big was it to keep them off the board in that situation with the bases loaded?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 2-0 game. You know, especially the just got to take it one pitch at a time, one batter at a time, and go from there. I mean, there's definitely guys that try to be the hero sometimes, and at that point, it's just focus pitch by pitch and don't reflect on the past and just keep moving forward and go from there. I mean, I put the ball where I wanted to and or where we wanted to, and then the results showed themselves. I mean, we got out of it unharmed, and we ended up winning the game.
You've talked a little bit about transitioning from a starter to a reliever. Does your mindset change when you know you're coming in a situation with runners on base as opposed to starting a clean inning?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I'm one of those people that I just think, like, okay, once I get the ball, just go pitch by pitch. And don't think about what's ahead or whatever, because if you start pitching cautiously, then you're going to have the cautious results. Like, you're going to pitch, excuse my language, like, kind of half-assed, where you're not going to be total confident in your stuff, and at that point, you just got to trust your stuff in whatever happens. Like, you want to get beat with your best stuff. You don't want to let somebody beat you off one of your weaknesses. So,
was it confidence for you yesterday, 3 2/3 scoreless? What sticks out to you about that performance?
Just getting ahead and attacking the strike zone, just attacking those hitters. We had a good game plan going into the game, trying to keep the hitters off balance, and as the game progressed, you see what was working, what wasn't working. And it was important just to establish whether the first two pitches to be in the strike zone to get a strike at that point. And then at that point, it becomes a game of chess, just trying to figure out, hey, how to keep these guys off balance, what can we do to get ahead, so on and so forth.
You've racked up some frequent flyer miles throughout this season, going up to AAA, to AA, and back. How would you describe the experience of pitching at three levels this year?
Yeah, it's been really cool. I mean, going into this season, I've never had any experience past high A, so I obviously this is a lot of new stuff for me as well. But just taking the knowledge that I've learned from other players, the coaches, their experiences with how they handle all of their situations of adversities as well, and being able to put that into my own game as well. Definitely been had some highs and lows this year, but it's still the same 60 feet, 6 inches at that point. So that now you just got to go out there, compete. Doesn't matter if it's high A, double A, triple A, like starting, relieving, one out, 6 innings. Like, you got to be able to just attack and throw the baseball when needed.
You touched on moving on from high A for the first time in your career this season. What do you think was most valuable pitching against higher competition in double A and triple A?
Definitely, obviously, the talent level is a little bit different up there. Just guys are more experienced, savviness as well. But at the same time, too, even just being able to watch from the dugout or the bullpen and pick up tendencies as well, like seeing how some of those guys go about their business and like what are they looking for as well. Like looking at coaching, say, like, hey, what are you looking at for a hitter? How to approach them? And being able to see that as well, even like pitch by pitch, whether it's seeing how a hitter takes a ball, whether it's seeing how they're loading, whatever. Sometimes how some of these guys get in the box, you're able to figure out what their approach is going to be just by how they're standing. And at first, I never understood that. I was like, oh, there's no way. Like, I don't know how you're seeing that. But then all of a sudden, like, over time, you see it. And you're like, it was like an aha moment. And it was kind of cool. It's starting to see, like, wow, this is actually coming together.
David, you touched on it a little bit earlier, but hadn't pitched in Brooklyn in a little while. How would you describe the return in front of the fans last night?
Oh, I mean, these guys, the fans have been great since I got here last year. I mean, it's one of my favorite places to throw. Just feeding off the energy. I've always had success here. It's an electric atmosphere. I always heard great things even before coming into here to high A. So I was excited to come back here and just compete and throw against a familiar crowd.
David, appreciate the time. Congrats on the win yesterday.
Thank you.
That's Cyclones pitcher David Griffin. Cyclones pregame continues when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. Cyclones pregame continues here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. It's game 5 of 6 between the Cyclones and Winston-Salem. Brooklyn coming into play tonight on the full season at 50-50. An opportunity to get back over 500 on the full season for the first time in, well, it's a long time, 20-14 on the second half, and are within a half game of first, no matter the outcome tonight, but hoping for an opportunity to take the lead atop the North Division, depending on how they do tonight. The results in Hudson Valley, Winston-Salem at 48-52, 15-19 on the second half in the South Division. Take a look around the Mets minor league report. Syracuse beat Lehigh Valley 7-3 yesterday. Connor Gray tossed his first quality start since May the 25th. Six innings, allowed an earned run with two hits, three walks, and three strikeouts. Francisco Alvarez hit another home run, two-run shot, has five homers over his last 11 games. And Travis Blankenhorn went 2-for-4 with a double and a run driven in, batting .371 since June the 1st. Binghamton won the completion of the suspended game and then won again in Game 2 by a score of 10-5. Brett Beatty was named Eastern League Player of the Month in July, batting .365. 3-for-4 with two home runs, four RBIs in Game 1. And then in Game 2, 2-for-3 with two driven in, two runs, and a walk. Begging the question, well, why is he still in Binghamton? Not 100% sure, but we'll trust the process. Jose Buto went 4 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks. Has allowed 3 earns or fewer in each of his last 6 outings. And Ronnie Mauricio hit a home run in Game 1, his 20th of the season. A 3-run shot in the 4th inning. St. Lucie defeated Daytona 8-7 in walk-off fashion in 10 innings yesterday. Jordan Gerber made his professional debut. 3 innings, 5 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. William Lugo 1-for-6 with a 2-run homer, his 10th of the season, has 9 total bases over his last 3 games. And Omar De Los Santos 2-for-3 with a double and 3 walks, 3 stolen bases. Has 5 games with at least 3 stolen bases on the season. And Trey McLaughlin earned the win after throwing 3 scoreless innings in relief. So, a pretty darn good night all around yesterday. Saw the Mets farm system with a clean sweep across AAA, AA, and High A. Cyclones trying to make it 3 of the first 5 and 3 in a row after dropping the first 2 against Winston-Salem. Lineup cards have been exchanged. So now over to Keith Rad for lineups and first pitch around the corner here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Nick. And if I do say so myself, I'm also wondering why on planet Earth, Brett Beatty is still at AA Binghamton. He's putting up video game numbers. So tonight's lineups are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, near Barclays Center. Located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan, Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn, well, that's a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the visiting Winston-Salem Dash, Lorenzo Bundy, the manager, his team 15-19, 8 games back of first place Rome in the South Division of the South Atlantic League. Center fielder Duke Ellis leads off, followed by the shortstop Colson Montgomery. Brian Ramos, with his team leading 17 home runs, hits third. He's the DH. Cleanup man Luis Mieses plays right field. In the 5 spot, that's the second baseman Alcander Womack. Ben Norman gets the start today. He hits 6th and plays left field. Catcher, that's the 7-man Adam Hackenberg. First baseman Harvin Mendoza hits 8th. And the 9-hitter, third baseman Jason Matthews, rounding out the lineup. hitting ninth. One more time at the dash. It's Ellison center, Montgomery at short, Ramos the DH, Miesis in right, Womack at second, Norman at left, Hackenberg the catcher, Mendoza at first, and Matthews at third with Christian Mena on the mound. For Luis Rivera's first place Cyclones, 20-14. Rowdy Jordan leads off. He plays second base. Center fielder Stanley Consuegra bats behind him. 3-4-5, the heart of the order. That's Alex Ramirez in right. Nick Gattis hitting cleanup as the DH. And Jose Perosa at the hot corner, batting fifth. Jalen Palmer into the sixth spot tonight. He's in left field. The catcher, Jose Mena, he bats seventh. Shortstop Sherbin Newton and Gregory Guerrero round out the lineup. Newton is batting eighth, and Gregory Guerrero at first base tonight, batting ninth, with Junior Santos on the mound. This series tied at two games apiece. Cyclones looking to push ahead into their side when we get back on this Seinfeld night on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first...
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one in the right. Down the line, it is...
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look it up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen. And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game 101 of the season against the Winston-Salem Dash, the high affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Happy Saturday from the Catbird seat alongside Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Ratt. Tonight, game 5, Cyclones looking to break this 2-2 series tie and just get right back on that good run after two consecutive wins. And they turn the ball tonight to 20-year-old Junior Santos, who really showed some moxie last week against Hudson Valley. And it's all part of his growth this year. This is his second year in full season. He's 20. He's a top 30 prospect. Very young, but we've seen some polish as this season has gone along. Now, this week is the first time Brooklyn is ever facing Winston-Salem. And the two low-A affiliates of the Mets and Chicago don't really play each other at all. So this is all brand new for Junior against this lineup tonight. And one thing we've seen about the Dash is that they can hit, but Brooklyn has been able to pitch the last two nights. And what was a staunch start for Winston-Salem's offense, they've been kept to just one run over the last two nights. So Junior stands atop the bump at 6'7", looks down at the glove. Duke Ellis stands in. He's a left-hand hitter. First pitch, fouled back for strike one. It is a scorcher today. I'm making sure my friend Nick has plenty of water and wipes his brow from all the sweat. It is 88 degrees at 6 o'clock. The 0-1. Ellis taps one foul up the first baseline for strike two. Ellis at 276, 7 homers, 25 RBIs, 369 on base. Last night was 0 for 4. Santos high kick, 0-2. Caught on and tipped into the mitt. Mena has it for strike 3. That was 95 miles an hour. Junior with a 21% strikeout rate, walk rate at 10%, but limiting the damage recently. His FIP is a very digestible 3.66. So Junior has the first out. Here's the number one White Sox prospect, lefty Colson Montgomery. First offering, fastball missed up and away on the tall lefty for ball one. Montgomery, 257 batting average, on base at 397. 1-0. Swinging a tag out to deep right field. This sends Ramirez back at the track, turns and looks towards the fence. It's a one-hopper off the wall. Montgomery hits second, turns for third base. Rowdy Jordan just eats it in shallow center. Colson Montgomery destroys the ball to right center field. It's a stand-up triple. And the first time in this series, we've really raised our eyebrows at Colson Montgomery. That was a good poke.
Yeah, it's been up and down at high A. Was really good coming into this series. Cyclones doing a good job pitching him, but getting the pitch out over the plate, turning on it really nicely in a right center field. While not coming too far off the wall, Ramirez having to go deep into that alley to fish it out. And Montgomery, a stand-up triple to put Winston-Salem in a good spot.
Here's Brian Ramos' pitch. The righty swings. It's a high fly to shallow right field. Ramirez comes sprinting in, and it drops. Fields on one hop. Montgomery takes off from third. He slides in. The throw is late, and it's 1-0 Winston-Salem. Ramirez playing deep. The wind not as blustery coming in tonight as usual, and Ramos with a bloop base hit and an RBI single to make it 1-0.
And for an offense the last two nights that hasn't had much of anything going, sometimes you need a little luck. That's what they get there from Brian Ramos. Alex Ramirez coming up throwing. Of course, Montgomery had to hang on in case that ball was caught. That play was pretty close at home plate.
Ramos at first base. He's at 266. Here's Luis Meneses. Pitch. Lefty swings and fouls the first one into the crowd for strike one. Ramos at first, 266, 17 homers, now 64 RBIs, and the on-base at 339. So Santos jumped on a triple and a single. Junior's 0-1. Slam foul into the net down the third baseline for strike two. Meneses at the plate, 286 hitter, 10 homers. He's knocked in 66, and the on-base at 331. One on, one out, top of the first. Junior's 0-2. Missed down low at 97. Dialing it up on the velo, but ball one. The ace is a big contact swinger. Very tall lefty. Santos 6'7 himself, deals home. And a pitch ripped right at first. Guerrero makes the catch and steps on the bag to double up Ryan Ramos. Inning over. Gregory Guerrero in the right spot, holding the runner on, and the Cyclones get out of the top of the first, allowing just one run, two hits, and nobody left. Ramos makes it 1-0 Winston-Salem. Cyclones chasing one when we get back to the bottom of the first on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Cyclones come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning, down 1-0 to the Dash. Winston-Salem, the Chicago White Sox affiliate, came up with a triple and a bloop single from Colson Montgomery and Brian Ramos to make it 1-0. On the mound tonight for Winston-Salem, a 19-year-old Christian Mena from the Dominican. So tonight we have two very young, two top 30 pitchers going toe-to-toe. Santos, 20 years old. He's number 16 in the system. Mena, 19 years old. He's number 29 in the organization. White Sox right-hander looks at the plate. Rowdy standing in. Switch hitter batting left. First toss. Fastball missed inside at 94 for ball one. Brooklyn wears its Coney Island baby blue tops with Coney Island in block letters across the chest in bright mustard yellow. 1-0. Dots the outside corner with the fastball. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Winston-Salem in the road grays with purple sleeves. Purple W and S intertwined on the chest. 1-1. Rowdy grounds one up the middle. Base hit to the right of second base and into center. Rowdy was at 262. Two homers, 27 RBIs. 366 on base. And he's all of a sudden the tying run at the bottom of the first. Ben Norman in left field tonight. Duke Ellis plays center. Luis Mieses in right. Jason Matthews at the hot corner. Harvey Mendoza at first base. And the guys up the middle. It's Colson Montgomery at short. Alexander Womack at second. And the catcher, Adam Hackenberg. Here's Stanley Consuegra. Nobody out, one on. Mena deals. A pitch caught on a miss at 94 for strike one. Christian, 6'2", 170 pounds. Now the old school pitches, fastball, curveball, and change. Tilts his head up and down, 0-1. Curveball, caught on and missed. Consuegra tried to hold up his swing, but it's strike two. Stanley at the plate at 242. Three homers, 13 RBIs, 318 on base. Broken down 1-0, bottom one. The 0-2. Caught on and missed. Another breaking ball. And Consuegra loves a breaking ball down and away. Sucker for it. Whether it's the slider or tonight the curveball. It puts him away for the first out.
And chased off the plate. One of those areas of growth and development for a young player at 21 years old. Pitchers have been exploiting him a little bit off the outside corner.
It's Alex Ramirez. Broken down 1-0. Righty to righty. Pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Strike one. Alex at 284. The on base at 349. Five homers and 21 RBIs. Talk about him having a huge series last week at Hudson Valley. This week, Alex is 3 for 15. From the belt, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Ty Cheese at 94. Nothing in two. This is Christian Mena's second year of stateside ball. COVID year kind of wiped out his first opportunity in 2020 to get from the Dominican to the Arizona Complex League. But the White Sox have really moved him aggressively. 0-2. Curveball spins off the plate. Good take by Ramirez for ball one. So last year, just getting his bearings under him. Out in Arizona, tore up the Complex League. This year started at low A, and after 11 starts, got the bump up. 1-2. Swinging a shot deep right field. This sends Mieses back at the track, slows up, and makes the catch. Right in front of the jam-packed backyard tonight for the all-you-can-drink. And Ramirez just missed. Go on the other way. It's the second out.
He did just miss it. Not used to seeing Alex Ramirez hit a ball like that. And it not just continuing to carry over the wall. Maybe a touch off the end of the bat. Good swing. But a fly out.
Broken down 1-0. We're in the bottom of the first. Rowdy still over at first. And with two down, here's Nick Gattis. Gatti is the DH tonight. Stands in with an open stance. Quick throw over to first base. Rowdy dives in. The ball's off Mendoza's glove. Rolls to the sidewall. Jordan slides into second base on the error. Well, Mendoza might have taken his eyes off of that. Trying to receive and then bring the tag down. and hit off the top of his glove and long enough to allow Jordan to move over.
We talked about it yesterday in the context of the Cyclones, how it's almost never an error on the first baseman when the throw goes over there. It's going to be an error on Mendoza because that one, throw right on target, he just missed it.
So Cyclones a base hit away from tying the game. Jordan with good speed. Nick awaiting the first pitch. Made a deal home. And the breaking ball spins in for a strike. Gaddis at 207, 6 homers, 35 ribbies, 342 on base. And Nick in this series has kind of struggled. 3 for 14. 0-1. Breaking ball, check swing, cut on and miss. Ball goes behind the catcher, and Jordan takes off for third. Hit off Hackenberg's glove. Looked like it could have potentially been a foul ball, just kind of a bang-bang play with Gaddis bringing his check swing down. But it's strike two, and Jordan over to third on the wild one. Gaddis a big huff and a puff behind 0-2. Settles his white cleats back in the dirty batter's box. Maine is staring at third, looks home. Here comes the 0-2. It's way outside at 87 for ball one. Cyclones in this series, mentioned Gaddis, mentioned Alex Ramirez not hitting well. Brooklyn just a 195 batting average for the week. On base is pretty solid, though, 331. They've taken advantage of walks. And some of these good opportunities on Thursday and Friday to pick up wins after not really being around at all on Tuesday and Wednesday. Cyclones just could not hit at the beginning of the week. Now the 1-2. Ricky ball tapped towards short. Montgomery over, dives, and it's by. Base hit. Jordan steps on home plate, and Nick Gaddis with two outs and two strikes ties the game at one in the bottom of the first.
And the importance of putting the ball in play. Anything can happen. Gaddis didn't hit it all that hard, but it found a hole out of the reach of Montgomery into center field, and that's the key. Cyclones not necessarily hitting the cover off the ball in this series, but that timely hitting can make such a huge difference.
Nick, I could hear it now. Tomorrow is Sunday. We always talk to Luis Rivera. I can walk in there with a T-shirt that just says, approach. We always hear about Luis saying, with two strikes, you've got to change your approach. And Gaddis did just that. Put the ball in play. Here's Peroza. Two outs, runner on. Maina fires. Fastball fouled back at 94. Jose hitting at 237. Five homers, 32 RBIs. He's on base, climbing big time. Peroza's on base percentage at 324. 0-1. Breaking ball off the plate. Jose thought about it, kept the hands back for ball one. Well, this series, nobody hitting, Peroza hitting. Hitting a lot against Winston-Salem. He's kind of carried the squad. 6 for 10. He's been on 3 out of 4 times. 1-1. That's down low. 2 balls and a strike. And when you have it on base, that's right around 750. That is outrageous over a good chunk of time. So 4 games, 3 doubles, 3 RBIs. He's walked more than he struck out. 2-1. Breaking ball rolled over to short right at Montgomery. He bobbles the ball, picks it up, and has no play. Peroza still can't get out. Now, this is an offer. But they're trying, and Winston-Salem still can't throw out Jose Peroza. The inning continues with the E6.
And surprising to see that result from Colson Montgomery, who has really played a good shortstop in this series. Made a nice play last night on a fielder's choice by Nick Gaddis that nearly was a double play on a sliding stop. That one pretty routine. He just fumbled it and didn't have enough time to recover and make a throw.
Here's Palmer with 2 outs. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, cut on and miss for strike one. So the Gaddis single, the Peroza error, both coming with 2 outs. Palmer looking to do some damage. Jalen at 178. 7 homers, 27 RBIs. 317 on base. Mainest pitch. Another breaking ball. This pops the glove on the outer third at 83 for strike two. Main has thrown 20 pitches in this first inning. A look at second. Nucio 2. Breaking ball. Got him swinging. Palmer threw a curve. One run, two hits, two errors, and two left. Cyclones make life difficult to tie the game against Winston-Salem. We go to the second inning. 1-1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Top of the second inning from Maimonides Park on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. We're tied at one. Keith Rad with you on Seinfeld Night, the night about nothing. There's Christmas, there's Hanukkah, there's birthdays, but this is my favorite night on planet Earth, and we are joined by Angela Dorman, who
Hi.
Has come on and has hung out with us. I'm starstruck, as always.
Are
I am
you
on
starstruck?
This night. I really am.
Oh,
yeah.
You're so nice.
I was going to say Miss Changstein to open it up. But
oh, there you go.
I don't know how fair that is to you, because you've obviously done other things, but
I have, but this
is
the biggest. Yeah, yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good to have you.
Nice to be here. It's so beautiful up here. Absolutely gorgeous. What a view you have at work.
Thank you. Yes. Have you been here before?
I haven't, but I am a fan of the Pat Vendetti rule.
Uh-huh.
That I've always wanted to come here after seeing the clip on YouTube. My family's a big baseball family. So that is just so wild that happened here, that switch.
I can't believe you brought that up. That's amazing. It's a pitch to Womack. Alessandro grounds it to second base. Jordan slides over, fields on the backhand, and throws to first. One away. So where are you live? Are you here on the East Coast?
I live in Jersey. That's probably why I've never been way out here. It's like a schlep. But this was worth it. This is absolutely, yeah, I'm on the East Coast. Grew up in Iowa. My dad was a pitcher for the University of Iowa.
Wow.
Yep. And as I said, my son is also a broadcaster.
My goodness.
So I'm into this.
This is amazing. It's so good to have you here to celebrate both of our loves, baseball and Seinfeld. And have you seen anything quirky today down there? Some of these fans can really go. I had a puffy shirt on for about 15 minutes before. But
that's
have you
just
seen anything
enough
else?
Time. No, I haven't. I've seen a lot of Seinfinalia.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I can't really talk the talk. I have not watched all of them, you know, and so I disappoint a lot of people because they'll throw down the Seinfeld lingo,
mm-hmm.
and I just either pretend I know what a marbled rye means, or I do know the Dolores Mulva thing. That is brilliant.
That was very well done. Yes. So your experience there, what was it like? How did you get in? What was the table read like? You know,
oh,
what was the whole moment of just being around that?
You know,
that show?
They really had a hard time casting. They couldn't make their mind between myself and another woman who was a totally different type. And I only knew that because I would follow her into the room.
Van Dorman strikes out, so back-to-back outs in the top of the second for Winston-Salem. We're tied at one. And here's the catcher, Adam Hackenberg.
They couldn't make up their mind. So in the end, usually you have 5 days on set. I got in on like the middle of the second day. And when you're auditioning, you get what's called sides. You don't get the whole script. Mm. So from the sides, there was no way for me to infer that I was a love interest. So from what I had. So I didn't know I was a love interest. I get on set. We rehearse it. I'm blocking it like I'm his buddy, you know. And then we break for lunch, and they give me the script. So I go, and they go, and the next run is the network run. And that's when you notoriously get recast. The network stands there in their suits with their arms crossed and watch the rehearsal, and then they kind of whisper to each other, and then you get a call from your agent going, they really are good, you know, it's not you. So the network run as a guest spot is a very, you know, is the guillotine going to come down? So I go to my dressing room and I read the script. I'm like, oh my God, I'm his love interest. I've been playing this all wrong. So thankfully, obviously, the guillotine didn't come down, but it gave me a lot less time for prep, and that was interesting. Also, not until I saw Curb Your Enthusiasm did I realize I should have retorted to Larry David during the auditions.
Hackenberg lines one into left field for a two-out base hit.
Close game.
It is. It's a 1-1 game in the top of the second. Runner on with two outs. Arvin Mendoza stands in. Angela Dorman, who played Donna Chang in Seinfeld, joining us. So what were you supposed to tell Larry David? Please?
Well, Larry David, you know, you go 3-4 times, you start getting friendly with them. Like, it's the third, fourth audition, and it's always in a smallish room. It's not like this imposing stage with a dark audience. And I'm giving you room to speak if you need to.
Oh, I'm all right. Yeah, all right. I told you I'm starstruck. So whatever's happening on the field tonight doesn't matter to me.
So Larry David's sitting 4 or 5 feet from me on a couch. And they said, you know, thanks a lot for coming in again. Thank you. It was at the end. And thank you. And I said, thanks for having me. And he had this little look. And I'm like, I know this from high school. I said something that was... could be interpreted as sexual, right? And he had that little like, oh, I might make a funny. And if I had known from Curb Your Enthusiasm, if I had known then I would have called him out on him like, hey, you didn't have me, Larry, all right? You never will. But it wasn't until Curb Your Enthusiasm that I realized that is his sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Mendoza at the plate with a runner on. The 2-1 cracked in the air to center. Consuegra gliding over into left center. Looks up into the sky, raises the glove, and makes the catch.
Nice.
For the final out. Do you mind hanging for one more?
Not at all. You know this Colson Montgomery, the guy with the leadoff triple?
Yeah.
He's the number one prospect for the Sox, apparently.
Can I sit? I'll sit in the house suite. There's got to be some White Claws over there, maybe a chicken
yeah.
fingers. And we'll switch.
No.
Because this is amazing. We're staying right here. So tell me about this. I mean, I'm sitting back. Let me know about...
Well, that's all I know. My sons, you know, like I said, we're all baseball people. And he goes, oh, when I saw that triple, and he goes, you know, he's the number one prospect for the Sox. I am not a Sox fan whatsoever. I'm a Cubs fan.
Did you spend time in Chicago, in Second City?
No, I'm from, yeah, I was in Second City in Toronto.
Toronto, okay.
And I like the Blue Jays. That was when Blue Jays first opened their stadium. You know, they have the hotel, the motel.
Right, Rogers Center, they have yeah. the retractable roof and a hotel.
Yeah, and that was, I was at the game where they learned they needed to make curtains during the game.
Okay.
I was at that game.
Oh boy, really?
Yeah.
Well, this is a, you know, we hope to go PG-ish on this yeah. show. This is a family show.
Yeah. But it was like an exhibitionist dream, I apparently.
Well, that's something. We'll have to talk about that off air. So just the show as well in general and just your Seinfeld experience. I mean, at that time it was season 6. So like it had been at a somewhat
yes.
of a maturity.
Yes.
I mean, when you got on and you got the okay, I mean, that was obviously now Seinfeld's this big deal. In the beginning, it was kind of just sticking
right.
around.
Right.
But when you got on, I mean, that was big time.
Yes, very big time. I was very lucky. I also worked my ass off.
Sure.
You know, it's no one, if anyone out there is contemplating acting, if it's a contemplation, go elsewhere. If it's an absolute in your life, that's the only way you should have to endure this, the barbaric lifestyle.
Well, just the cross-arm suits there kind of had me a little bit there. We go to the bottom of the second inning. We're tied at one. Brooklyn comes back to the plate against Christian Mina. Angela Dorman from Seinfeld joining us on the Brooklyn Cyclones broadcast. Jose Mena stands in. First pitch from Christian Mina. The right-hander uncorks. And the curveball stays up and in for ball one.
Same last names?
Same last names. Both from the Dominican.
Ooh, maybe this is a neighborhood brawl here.
1-0. Cut on and tap foul at home plate. Ball and a strike. I mean, this is, you know, hard, but that is hard too, obviously. Oh. Hollywood. And I'm sure your son is probably realizing that it's all about working hard and the chops of getting better and better.
Yeah, I'm really referring to the auditioning, the how to get a job process.
Yeah.
If every inning you had to go up in front of about four different people in three different offices, to broadcast the inning. Once you get the mic, then you're in. As long as, you know, if you're talented, which you are, then you're in. You can be talented as heck, and you're still going to audition for every inning.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's 2-2 on Jose Mina. Christian deals, and the breaking ball fouled away to the right. I mean, how long did it take to get comfortable realizing people are going to be just staring at you through this process to getting a job? Does it ever get easy when you get kind of that grilled look from suits when you're trying to get work?
Well, the hard part is when that you know what kind of money is on the line for me, and that pilots were the worst. And this was way back in network television where there were such things as pilot season. And before you go, if you're down to the wire with a pilot, you are negotiating your episodic rate. So you're signing, you know, you're standing there going, this is $100,000 an episode. Like, you think about your car that you need fixed.
Yeah.
You think about the credit card. And it gets in your head. And even when you do the pilot, you're still hoping and praying it will get sold, and it might just be one time, and it may be, you know, like, what was it? Seinfeld was only, they only bought three, I think, after the pilot.
Yeah.
They had no faith in Seinfeld after that pilot. So, I mean, they're very smart. Whoever said, yeah, let's just buy three, at least they got it.
Now, Mena strikes out. Here's Newton with one out. Pitch. Check swing into a full swing for strike two. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Nobody on base, one out. Brooklyn won. Winston-Salem won. Mets and the White Sox affiliate on Seinfeld night.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
White Sox is American League and Mets is national. How's this happening?
You're absolutely right. In the minor leagues, you just have these leagues and it's almost the affiliations are random.
So do you have a DH?
We do have DHs. There's no pitchers don't hit in the minor leagues. Now that they got rid of it, they just got rid of it at the major league level, the pitchers hitting. So it's all DHs. But in the past, if you went up to AAA and you were in the National League, the pitchers would eventually start to practice hitting.
Interesting.
1-2. That's ripped towards first and by Mendoza. Base hit for Shervin Newton.
Nice.
Into right field. But it's a good question. I mean, we take for granted that everybody that listens to our broadcast knows every single nook and cranny about everything in minor league baseball.
Right. Because they listen to every word you say. Yeah. So.
Well, my mother does.
Oh, good.
But that's about it.
I know how that is. My son broadcast this summer. I can tell you. I know more about him now than I ever did before. Like, you know, 21-year-old doesn't call home every night for 3 hours. And more about him now that he's on the air.
Here's Gregory Guerrero with one out, one on. Mena deals. And the curveball hits the glove on the outside corner for strike one. Yeah, how is that as a mom? I mean,
I love it. I'm a big fan. I'm an idiot fan because, you know, would you like to go to the dance? No, my son's on at 7 o'clock. You know,
that's great.
First pitch at 7. I'm tuning in, and I get so mad if you know a rain out. It's like, man, My whole night's ruined.
Because like you said, he's not calling for 3 hours. He's got a night off. He's not going to call his mother. That's
no,
not...
I'm texting him going, do you think the rain will go away? He's like, dear mother, get a life.
Breaking ball to Guerrero is caught on a miss for strike two. How did he do? Is the season over? I think the season is over.
Yeah, yeah. They made the playoffs, but they lost in the first game of the playoffs.
Okay.
It was Morehead City Marlins he announced for in North Carolina.
Very cool. I've heard so many good things about that league.
Oh, it's a fun league.
0-2, Guerrero whacks one deep to left field, out towards the wall. Goodbye. Gregory Guerrero on Seinfeld night.
Yes.
Boutros, golly. It's a two-run home run, and Brooklyn takes a 3-1 lead in front of the dash.
That's fantastic.
In the bottom of the second inning. Well, Angela, you're good luck.
That's beautiful.
What'd you think about that?
That's fantastic. You love it when a guy doesn't even have to rush. You know, just a polite jog. Canter.
So one out for Rowdy Jordan. That's a big swing from Gregory Guerrero. Rowdy's switch hitter batting left. Pitch fouled into the crowd down the third baseline. Now here's one for your son that you can, when you go back and talk to him. Gregory Guerrero, the guy that just hit that ball, is Vladdy Jr.'s cousin.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can say,
I know
got
who that
one
is.
For you. Yeah, like you mentioned Toronto, I figured.
Yeah.
Why not? Rowdy takes, and it's a ball and a strike. Cyclones up now, 3-1 on Guerrero's first home run with the Cyclones. Just his fourth game since getting called up from St. Lucie. 1-1. Backdoor breaking ball missed outside. Ball two. So these days, I heard are you teaching a little bit on the side? What's happening?
I do teach improv. I also work, I'm really kind of starting this new career where I work with the elderly. I work with people with Alzheimer's. And I was volunteering for a long time, and then I took a job where I work one-to-one with people with Alzheimer's, and it's really rewarding. It's very intense. It's so much harder than acting, frankly. But it's very rewarding, and I'm doing some of that, too.
Two balls, two strikes on Rowdy with one out. Mena winds and fires. I just missed outside. Now, how did that start? Where did that
I used to do, you know, in L.A., I volunteered for the Motion Picture Television Fund Convalescent Home. Yeah, they need an acronym, but that's what it is. And it was, you know, it's where old actors go to die. And it's so fun because you can still, you know, talk the talk with old actors. Can you imagine, like, an old broadcaster's home?
Yes.
Like,
I would be there every day, probably for
just
lunch.
Just to be able... It's like, history and talking and just, you know, they tell it like it is, and they're not going to hold back. And I had a ball there. And so then I decided I would go back. And I worked at the Actors Fund Home in Englewood, New Jersey, which is basically where the East Coast actors go to die. And that was brilliant.
Do they know that they're sitting in there? That this is,
you know, we're all dying.
That's true.
Guess
every
what?
Day is a step
I'm not
close.
The only one aging here.
Rowdy works the walk, so he's at first base for Stanley Consuegra. The entire infield meets with Christian Mena, the right-handed starter for Winston-Salem, as he's fallen on some tough times. Single, home run, and a walk. As we continue to chat, hang out with Angela Dorman, who is part of Seinfeld.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
How'd you get your broadcasting start?
I went to the University of Dayton. I'm from Long Island, but went to the University of Dayton.
Oh, nice.
Joined the college station there.
Yeah?
And they threw me on a game, and I was horrible.
Yeah?
And it was so bad. You know how you're a mother, right? You listen to your son.
Yes.
Probably, oh, I love you. Well, I got back to my dorm after that game. I said, Mom, what'd you think? Dad, what'd you think? And they said, well, maybe you'll do something else. So that was my
all right. That
was my
bad.
Intro.
That is bad because they do have rose-colored glasses on.
Yes, and that day they were. Yeah, it was a hint of something.
Did you
else
play
that
by
day.
Play or color?
I did color that day, and then I took it as kind of a challenge to say, you know what, I do like this art. Let me jump into it, and here we are. We've survived. We're paying the bills now.
Yeah, right.
Consuegra at the plate with one out. Mena head tilts and deals. And Stanley lines one to center field. Ellis comes on and makes the catch. Quick throw back to first base. Rowdy scampers in safely. Ball gets away off the dugout. Rowdy off first. They throw back, but he retreats in, diving ahead safely.
Would you say that's the first base coach's fault?
The first base, well, so, yeah, the ball goes behind first, and it's kind of a read and react.
Well, I felt like the runner was too distracted by what to do, where he should just needed a voice in his head going, go.
I think it, in the first baseman coach's defense, he's also reading and reacting at the same time. So there's two outs. All that, really just a line out to center. It's 3-1 Brooklyn. We're in the bottom of the second, and Alex Ramirez at the plate.
How tall is this guy?
Alex is about 6'2", 6'3".
Wow.
19 years old.
Sticks.
Signed for $2.1 million.
Really?
Yeah, big prospect. First pitch, foul back for strike one. So, yes, those rose-colored glasses.
Oh, that's cute.
Fell off that
But then
day,
you ended up in Dayton in the booth?
Yeah, I worked for the Dayton Dragons, a minor league team there upon graduation.
Oh,
and then you go around. I was in Texas and Long Island and Ithaca, New York. And then
I bet your parents were thrilled you were in Long Island.
Yes, I was thrilled that they were there, too, because I was certainly not making enough to stay anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard my son talk about how he, if he's lucky, he gets two meals a day.
Yes.
Because of the money.
It's wild. It's wild.
It's terrible.
0-1. Breaking ball strike. Now, Cyclones, I will say, have taken care of us and my assistant, Nick, who's that's kind of, to go behind the curtain here, that's kind of the next move. So this position that you're sitting in, that chair is kind of a seasonal chair, hoping to get a
something else. That's beautiful.
Maynard deals the 0-2. Runner goes. Pitch bounces away from Hackenberg, and Jordan is in safe on a steal at second base.
You like Vin Scully?
I do. That was crushing week for this business.
Yeah, what an icon.
Absolutely.
You know, he played baseball at Yale with George Bush.
He played at Fordham, and they played George Bush. Fordham played Yale.
Oh, okay. Is that what it
is? That's the story, yes.
Yeah, because I saw that a couple weeks before he died. I saw that. That's what it was, a picture with them.
I mean, what a crazy circumstance.
Fordham, huh?
Yes.
So he's from New York. Vin Scully was from New York?
He's from New York, yes. I think he grew up in the Bronx or northern Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know technically where it was. Grew up a Giants fan when they were at the Polo Grounds.
Mm.
And then became the adopted son of Brooklyn, and then went out to L.A. when the Dodgers were nothing, and now they're
rest
a huge
is history,
franchise.
Yeah. 67 seasons. Can you imagine?
I know, till 88. 1-2. It's outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now, I have a wife, and you know, I do this 6 days, and then you're off Monday. And then you do 6 days, and you go out of town and this and that. And she's like, yeah, there's no rush getting anywhere better, because if you do this till 88, I'll probably kill you. I don't see you now, let alone when you turn 88.
Man, and it's a long season.
It is. It is. 2-2 is high for ball three.
Could be worse. Could be hockey. That's a longer season, isn't it?
It is not. It's not every night. This is every single night.
Oh, that's true. Or a doubleheader. Yay, yay.
Yes, doubleheader. Yeah, that's a four-letter word in this business sometimes.
Or you don't get paid with extra innings when they go to extra innings.
No. If your agent can help me out with that, that would be.
Can you imagine? Well, then you'd start fixing the game.
3-2 is just off the plate, and Ramirez works a walk. Oh, no, he struck out. Home plate umpire Mickey Smith made the call. And Joe Iglio, the base umpire, who the appeal went to, is walking away from manager Luis Rivera, who cannot believe it. Two-run score on the two-run home run from Gregory Guerrero. Angela, this was awesome. Thank you so much for sticking on
great
extra.
Great to meet you.
Yes, you too.
Keep it up.
Enjoy the rest of the night. We go to the third inning. Back after this, 3-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our 3-game flex plan or 3-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our 3-game flex plan, choose any 3 games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our 3-game meal deal, choose any 3 games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Off we go to the top of the third inning from Maimonides Park on Seinfeld night. Brooklyn has a 3-1 lead against Winston-Salem. Home run from Gregory Guerrero there in the second inning to push the lead onto the Cyclone side. And we send it over to Nick DeLuca in the third inning for the play-by-play.
Thanks so much. Cyclones after the 2-run lead. Junior Santos back to work on the mound. Gave up a tough luck run in the first inning. Bloop base hit by Brian Ramos has settled down since then. And will face 9-1-2 in the Winston-Salem order in this top of the third inning, beginning with Jason Matthews. Even stance right side, first pitch. Sinker up and away, 1-0. Jason Matthews at 224, two homers and 17 RBIs, 25-year-old from New Zealand, 1-0. Sinker off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. Cyclones have gotten really good pitching in this series. Been the theme the last couple of days. 2-0. High pop right side. Chasing Guerrero onto the outfield turf. It's Jordan making the call and the catch. A step in fair territory. And back to first for out number one. Brooklyn tossing the shutout yesterday. Gave up just one run in the Thursday victory. And Junior Santos, after giving up the run in the first, has settled down a bit. Here's Duke Ellis, first pitch. Sinker called strike outside corner, 0-1. Struck out his first time at the top of the Winston-Salem order. 0-1. Ellis pops it foul. Left side now to play. No balls and two strikes. Bases clear, one out, 3-1 Brooklyn, top of the third. Santos, the glove over the face, rocks into the motion, 0-2. Sinker high, one ball, two strikes. Ellis has struggled as of late into this at-bat. Just two for his last 35 with 15 strikeouts. 1-2. Ellis bouncing ball right side. Backhand field, Jordan flipped to first. Two away. Two up, two down start for Junior Santos to the top of the third. And now the Winston-Salem shortstop, Colson Montgomery. Santos winds, lifts the leg, first pitch. Sinker strike at the knees, 0-1. Montgomery powered a triple. The right center field gap his first time, came around to score on the Ramos bloop RBI single. 0-1. Sinker in off the plate. One ball and one strike. Montgomery 0-for-4 yesterday. Is hitless in the series. Coming in. But getting off the schneid with that triple in the first inning. 1-1. Sinker off the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. Cyclone shade him to pull with the bases empty and two out. 3-1 Brooklyn, top of the third. 2-1. Montgomery, line drive left field. Palmer back to the warning track. It's off the top of the wall. Barehand field, relay in, and Montgomery will stay put at first with a single off the wall. Montgomery showing off that pop with some carry the opposite way, chasing Jalen Palmer back. So the Nathan's famous sign, and it hit off that high wall underneath the video board. Montgomery, after coming in 0-for-9, has two hits and two at-bats tonight. Here's Brian Ramos, first pitch. Sinker off the outside corner, 1-0. Ramos with that blue RBI single to right field his first time. 64th run driven in on the year. Santos closed off set, 1-0. Sinker strike outside corner, 1-1. Ramos fourth in the South Atlantic League in home runs with 17. Yet to homer in August.
Santos lowers the glove at the set. 1-1. Bouncing ball back up the middle. Newton dives, knocks it down, has no play as it rolls on the short outfield turf. So an infield single for Brian Ramos as his second hit of the evening. And Winston-Salem mounts a two-out rally with back-to-back singles. First and second with two out for Luis Meneses. Time called as Brian Ramos came up limping trying to leg out an infield single. And Lorenzo Bundy from the third base coaching box along with the training staff to check on the Winston-Salem designated hitter tonight. Ramos, the 20-year-old from Cuba, really flashed onto the scene as a 19-year-old in low A. All-around promise at the plate, and Winston-Salem hoping that the guy who leads their team in home runs is good to go. Bundy says everything checks out, so Ramos will stay in the ball game. Which is a good sign for Winston-Salem, and now Junior Santos, after a bit of a break, back to work, trying to get that final out of the third inning. Cyclones on top 3-1, first and second with two out for Luis Meneses. Winston-Salem right fielder digs in. Slight open stance back at the lefty batter's box. Santos stares at second, first pitch. Changeup. Misses low. It's 1-0. Meneses was a tough luck out his first time. Hard line drive to first, speared by Guerrero. Tapped the bag for a double play. 1-0. Bouncing ball left side with some English. Peroza backhand field. Hustled to the bag at third for the force. And the inning's over. Junior Santos able to work out of the jam. Back-to-back singles, but no harm done in the third. Middle three from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 3, Winston-Salem 1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Bottom of the third inning from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 3, Winston-Salem 1. Game 5 of 6 on this Saturday evening. Blue sky overhead. With little cloud cover to the right field line and left field line here at Maimonides Park. The lights on as the sunset starts on a gorgeous night for baseball here in Brooklyn. Christian Mena back to work in the bottom of the third after giving up the two-run shot to Gregory Guerrero in the second to put the Cyclones out in front 3-1. Gattis digs in, wide open stance, right side. First pitch. Fastball off the outside corner, 1-0. Nick Gattis, a base hit and a run driven in his first time, found a hole in the center of the diamond. 1-0. Gattis powers a fly ball right field. Meaces back a step and now in. Drifting toward the line, makes the head high catch for the first out of the inning.
Now to play number four, Jose Pedroza.
Leadoff man down in the Brooklyn third. And the lineup moves for Jose Pedroza. Mayno working out of the modified stretch. Righty's first pitch. Breaking ball below the knees. 1-0. Pedroza reached on an error his first time. Comes into play tonight with a 7-game hitting streak, 11 for his last 22. 2-0. Bouncing ball left side. Montgomery backhand field. Throw to first this time on target for the second out.
Out of play, the left fielder, number 9, Jalen Palmer.
2-up, 2-down for Mayna to start the bottom of the third inning. Look at a bounce back from the two spot put up by Brooklyn in the second. And here's Jalen Palmer. Even stance right side. First pitch. Check swing, breaking ball low. It's 1-0. Palmer struck out his first time. Bats with the bases empty. Two gone. 3-1 Brooklyn, bottom third. 1-0. Fastball called strike inside corner. 1-1. Palmer has reached in 15 straight games. Mayna winds. Righty's 1-1. Wave and a miss by Palmer over a breaking ball. 1-2. Jalen with 11 walks since July the 17th. That's the fourth most in the South Atlantic League in that span. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Palmer chased a breaking ball. Fifth strikeout for Mayna. And the Cyclones down in order in the third. Nothing going on for Brooklyn. We are through three from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 3, Winston-Salem 1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
At Brook and Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brook and Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
On to the fourth inning from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn with a 3-1 lead in game 5 of 6 in this series with Winston-Salem. Cyclones playing for first place in the North Division tonight. Came in tied with Hudson Valley. And Brooklyn off to a good start with the 2-run lead. Meanwhile, the Renegades down big against Jersey Shore in game 1 of their doubleheader, 8-0. The Blue Claws lead in the top of the 6th inning. So some good news for the Cyclones, who know if they can keep on adding to this lead, might end the night in first place with sole possession. Alexander Womack digs in. First pitch, a sinker called strike inside corner, 0-1. Womack grounded out to second his first time. Santos, 0-1. Breaking ball, missed below the knees, 1-1. Womack 0-for-4 yesterday. Snapping a 5-game hitting streak, 10-game on base. 1-1. Womack bouncing ball left side, charging Pedroza. Backhand field, throw to first.
And
one away.
Over at the launch,
Junior Santos trying to find a groove, back-to-back scoreless innings, and has the leadoff man to start the top of the fourth. Trying to pound hitters inside, did that, and the AB to Womack. Induced those ground balls, has done it so well this year. Here's Ben Norman, first pitch. Slice back to the screen, 0-1. Norman struck out his first time. Back into the starting lineup today, 21 for his last 45. That's 466. Six home runs, 11 driven in. It's been on a tear. 0-1. Change up low, one ball and one strike. Norman, a late bloomer at the University of Iowa, was a five-year starting outfielder. Went from a 189 hitter to an all-Big Ten selection as a Hawkeye. 1-1. Pop foul left side out of play. Had a tough time picking up some traction with teams as an older player coming out for the draft in 2020. Was shortened, doubled the players, didn't find as much interest from major league teams. 1-2 from Santos. Powered foul left side now to play. Decided to keep his pro hopes alive in the Pioneer League. Tore it up with the Great Falls Voyagers. 13 home runs, 59 RBIs in 40 games. Then got the call from the White Sox in November. Another 1-2. Wave and a miss over a breaking ball. Well placed by Santos. Has his third strikeout of the night. And two away in the fourth.
I think it's super impressive. I mean, Ben Norman's been amazing. But Santos, he has three strikeouts tonight. I'm kind of blown away that both, two of the three have been against Ben Norman with how well he's been swinging, as we've seen all week.
Takes care of the dangerous hitter. Here's another one, Adam Hackenberg. First pitch. Sinker strike at 96, 0-1. Hackenberg, a base hit his first time. Put some good swings together in this series. 0-1. Breaking ball off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. White Sox really liking his defense out of Clemson. But has hit a little bit in Winston-Salem. 1-1. Sinker strike. 95 outside corner. 1-2. An 18th round pick. Clemson in 2021, 545th overall. Santos winds, 1-2. Change up low, two balls, two strikes. Base is clear, two out, 3-1 Brooklyn, top of the fourth inning. Cyclones looking to make it three in a row after dropping the first two against the dash. Santos first base side of the rubber, 2-2. Sinker, called strike, three outside corner, painted, and Hackenberg down looking. Back-to-back punch outs to retire the side for Santos in the fourth. He's got four strikeouts. We go to the bottom half of the inning next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye,
if nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
All is about.
3-1 Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cyclones taking the lead on a two-run bomb off the bat of Gregory Guerrero in the second. Christian Mena working a 1-2-3 third. Back out on the bump against the bottom third of the Cyclones order in the fourth. Jose Mena, Shervin Newton, and Gregory Guerrero. Jose Mena strolled to the plate. Cyclones catcher struck out his first time. But off to a good start in this series. Three hits in three games. Open stance right side, and the first pitch. Fastball called strike outside corner at 92. 0-1. Mena coming into this inning with 58 pitches. 0-1. Squib foul by Mena off the sidewall to the right of the Brooklyn dugout. No balls and two strikes. So the pitch count to be cognizant of for Winston-Salem, 0-2. Change up off the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. Righty works, first base side of the rubber, shakes off, nods yes to the sign, rocks back, lifts the leg, 1-2. Fastball just off the outside edge, two balls and two strikes. Mena against Mena to lead off. The bottom of the fourth inning, just like Will Smith and Will Smith, the World Series back in 2020. Well, not quite. 2-2. Bouncing ball, weakly hit, left side and foul, wide to third. Matthews coming down to backhanded, but Jose another opportunity. And now taking the long stroll back to the plate. And if memory serves, mentioned Will Smith versus Will Smith. The Dodgers' Will Smith hit a three-run home run off of the Braves. Now Astros' Will Smith. Another 2-2 from Christian Mena. Fastball called strike three outside corner. Well placed in the sixth strikeout for Mena on the mound. One away in the Brooklyn fourth. For Christian Mena on the mound, it has been that one bad pitch. That two-run shot off the bat of Gregory Guerrero. Outside of that, he's looked pretty sharp. Shervin Newton digs in. Switch hitter batting left with the open stance. First delivery. Swing and a miss over a changeup down and in. Nothing and one. Newton, a base hit, came around to score his first time. Looking to work out of a rough stretch. 0-1. Rolled foul right side wide to first. No balls and two strikes. Shervin hoping that base hit can get him going. Came into tonight one for his last 14. Arvin Mendoza out of the outfield turf to chase down that foul ball. Now Christian Mena ready to go. Sun shining down on him. 0-2. Fastball upstairs, one ball and two strikes. Bases empty, one out, 3-1 Brooklyn, bottom of the fourth inning. Righty shakes off, nods yes to the sign. 1-2. Newton, line drive foul, right side off the net, still a ball and two strikes. Winston-Salem infield plays Newton to pull. Mendoza close to the line at first. Womack shaded over in Montgomery. Playing up the middle at shortstop. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Newton chased a fastball upstairs. 93 miles an hour. And Mena has a seventh strikeout of the night.
Yeah, he tore up low A Kannapolis. He had a 31% strikeout rate as a 19-year-old kid that they thought they were pushing, sending him to full season ball this year. And after that, he's come up to this level. He had some amazing starts, been tripped up lately, but today getting right back on track. He's really impressive.
Here's Gregory Guerrero. First pitch, fastball off the outside corner, 1-0. Guerrero had that big blow in the second inning, that towering home run to left field over the video board. 1-0. Tap foul at home plate, one ball and one strike. Mayna with three straight strikeouts. Got Palmer to end the third, Mayna and Newton to open the fourth. Looking for back-to-back scoreless frames. 1-1. Guerrero rolls over left side. Bobble by Matthews at third. It rolls away from him, and Gregory Guerrero reaches for a second time tonight.
Now, Winston-Salem has not played good defense at all tonight, and we've seen them the last two nights offensively. They have not scored many runs and can't afford to play this poorly behind such a great arm like Christian Mayna, who's he's doing his best to try to induce some weak contact, just looking for his gloves to show up.
It is ruled a hit, so some home cooking for Gregory Guerrero. Matthews, not a ball that you want your third baseman to handle. Leave it at that. Here's Rowdy Jordan, switch hitter batting left, first pitch. Fastball strike outside corner, 0-1. Jordan has been on both times with a base hit and a run scored the first, walked in the second inning. Made it to set, 0-1. Swinging and a miss by Jordan over a changeup, no balls, two strikes. Guerrero leads from first, two out, 3-1 Brooklyn, bottom of the fourth. Mayna stares in, right arm dangling, taps the toe to the set at the belt. 0-2. Jordan rolls over right side. Glove hand field, Womack. Underhand flip to first, and the inning's over.
Section 21, row F, seat 3. That's 21, F, 3.
Nothing doing after the base hit by Guerrero. Mayna again, the ground out to close out the fourth. 3-1 Brooklyn. Keith Rand with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
It's the top of the fifth inning from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn leading Winston-Salem 3-1. Keith Ratback with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Junior Santos, so far so good. Sometimes an issue or two, a bump and a bruise in the first inning. That's kind of his track record. But also his track record is that once he gets over that hump, he's in the left lane and cruising. And right now, cruising since that first frame. Harvey Mendoza leads off, clears out some dirt from the lefty batter's box. First pitch, fastball, dots up right across the plate for strike one. Mendoza, Matthews, and then the top of the order. Junior getting through this lineup, second time through. Pitch to the eight man, cracked in the air to deep right field. Ramirez over in the gap, slows up into a jog now and makes the easy catch. That's five in a row retired for Junior Santos. And as we have mentioned to you today, the Cyclones are tied for first place with Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley is in Jersey Shore playing a doubleheader today. Well, they just finished up the first game. Jersey Shore won 8-2. So that is beautiful news for Brooklyn Cyclones fans. Pitch to Jason Matthews. Fastball grounded to short. Newton waits on the high hop, feels at his belt, throws overhand to first in time. Smooth play by Shervin at short. Mick Abel threw the first game for Jersey Shore. He is the second best prospect in the Phillies situation, in the Phillies system, and the number two prospect on the pitching side. Well, the guy throwing the nightcap is Andrew Painter, who's the number one prospect in the Phillies system, and obviously the number one pitcher, so pretty amazing. Here's Duke Ellis. First pitch caught on a miss. It was a changeup for strike one. So I would say the Cyclones are getting as much help today as humanly possible from the Blue Claws, the Phillies farm club. High kick, 0-1. Ellis slams it foul just outside the third base bag down the line. Strike two. So the second game over there about to begin. Those doubleheaders, they always end up sweeping no matter how good or how bad the teams are. But Brooklyn rooting for Jersey Shore tonight. And of course here, leading 3-1, hoping to hold on, take a series lead. Santos winds, here's the 0-2. That pitch is crushed to deep right field. Ramirez turns, looks towards the fence. It's a one-hopper up and over for a ground rule double. So Ellis, who is gunning for at least three, has to stay at second base. That was pounded. First hard shot since the Colson-Montgomery triple we saw in the first inning. And here is the aforementioned Montgomery, who is 2-for-2.
Yeah, and some bad luck for Duke Ellis because that ball was ripped, and with his speed, he probably gets to third, no problem. With two outs, doesn't matter all that much. He'll be scoring on anything to the outfield anyway.
Santos trying to tighten up. Top of the fifth inning, 3-1 Brooklyn. Here's Montgomery. Pitch. Check swing, grounded to third. Peroza slides to his right. Fields fires across, and it's in time to end the inning. Boy, Winston-Salem very aggressive early in these counts with Junior. He'll take him. He's a ground ball machine, and he picks up two ground ball outs in the fifth, and most importantly, strands Ellis at second base. We go to the home half of the fifth next. Brooklyn 3 and Winston-Salem 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. For more information.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Well, we go dancing into the bottom of the fifth inning on Seinfeld night, a night about nothing. Well, it is a big night, probably the biggest night of the year. We haven't gotten the attendance number yet tonight, but it is the biggie. Cyclones up on Winston-Salem 3-1 into the bottom of the fifth inning. Both starters are really cooking away, and the Cyclones, they have the advantage after an early 1-1 tie on a home run from Gregory Guerrero. But outside of that, Christian Mena and Junior Santos on the Cyclone side, both guys have really been very effective tonight. Stanley Consuegra leads off the bottom of the fifth. Christian Mena steps and deals home. Fastball misses outside and kicks up some dirt for ball one. Consuegra, Ramirez, and Gattis. Third time through the order. Tough task for Mena. Christian's 1-0. Breaking ball, nub foul to the right. Takes one hop and heads over to the Brooklyn dugout. for strike one. So gave you the lowdown on Jersey Shore beating Hudson Valley in game one. Doubleheader about to get started in game two. Wilmington and Aberdeen playing in the top of the sixth. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball right back to the mound. Mena leaps up to make the snag and underhand flips to first, getting it to Mendoza for the first out. So Wilmington, Aberdeen. Aberdeen up 1-0. And right now, a no-hitter being thrown. Well, I guess it just ended. It wasn't my fault. The one popped up in the hit column before I read it. Cade Povich throwing a one-hitter for Aberdeen as the Birds have the lead in that one. Here's Alex Ramirez for the bases empty. Pitch. Fastball off the plate for ball one. Greensboro, part of the North Division, they're in Bowling Green. They start in about 20 minutes in Kentucky. Asheville and Hickory postponed today. 1-0. Breaking ball connects on the inside corner to even the count. And then Roll moves the top team in the South Division right now. Bottom of the sixth, trailing Greenville, 3-1. 1-1. Ramirez takes the soft change low. Two balls and a strike. On this ballpark tonight, the Cyclones lead the Dash 3-1. Trying to take a 3-2 series lead and storm back from a quiet start to the week. 2-1. Rip towards short, a two-hopper. Montgomery has it off his left cleat, zings it across, and retires Ramirez. So Mainit, you'll keep on keeping on. Last time through the lineup, he's allowed a hit and a walk. And since that Guerrero slam, really nothing. He's been great. No reason to take him out after yesterday's bullpen game for Lorenzo Bundy. Christian Mena has been a breath of fresh air. Here's Gattis with two outs. Pitch. Breaking ball snaps across the plate for a strike. Mets playing the Braves today. They won the first game 8-5. About to get started in game two. The 0-1. Another breaking ball, another strike. Max Scherzer against Max Fried. Mets having have a 4.5 game lead against Atlanta. Huge game tonight and a huge finale tomorrow. City Field, from what we've heard, has been rocking. So the Mets have won the first 2 out of 3 in that series. The 0-2 skips the plate for ball one. Gattis in the righty batter's box had an early RBI single. That was a clutch poke from Gattis. Two outs, two strikes, but able to sneak it up the middle and plate Rowdy Jordan. Hackenberg sets up away. Here comes the 1-2. And the fastball popped up over the first base dugout and angles into the crowd. Hands rise. And a man in a salmon shirt raises his prize. Six rows behind the dugout. And on a night like tonight where almost every seat is filled, and if the seat next to you is empty, it's because they're probably getting a hot dog or a signature from Donna Chang tonight. 1-2. Gattis chops one weakly to third base. Matthews charges and picks it up in foul ground. That ball hugged the line, and Gattis gets a second life. Tonight's Seinfeld menu, of course, the black and white cookie. Very philosophical. Look to the cookie, Elaine. Look to the cookie. I'm sure Nick knows exactly what I'm talking about. And then I believe it's beefaroni sliders. So beefaroni. Coming in straight out of Seinfeld when Kramer and the handsome cab. Ah, if you know, you know. If you don't know, I'm not going to try to explain it to you. How do you explain beefaroni? You don't. It's 1-2 on Gattis with the bases clear and two outs. 3-1 Cyclones. Dash right-hander deals home. And the breaking ball fouled into the crowd down the first baseline. Stays 1-2. Did you have any inkling of what I was talking about there?
No.
Okay. Mena spins the 1-2. And the pitch caught on and fouled off at home plate. It ricocheted off Hackenberg's shin pads and rolled back to the wall. It stays 1-2. Now for you, I don't even know if you're not a millennial, are you? Gen Z? What are you? Well, you're a person, first of all.
I'm a person, yeah.
Yes. But even though Seinfeld is now on Netflix, is there any inkling to go, hey, maybe I'll
I've watched a few episodes, but not the full body of work there from Jerry and Larry David.
Maina again with the 1-2. And Gattis rips a high, deep drive into center. Ellis over in deep center makes the catch to end the inning. A 1-2-3 for Christian Maina. He's been good over five, but Brooklyn has a 3-1 lead over Winston-Salem. Trivia coming up next. Of course, Seinfeld related when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Off and running into the top of the sixth inning. It's a Saturday night at Maimonides Park, and Brooklyn has a 3-1 advantage against the Winston-Salem Dash. In this week from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. They come to the plate against Junior Santos. Both starters are staying in there. Both managers loving it right now. Junior's allowed just one run on six hits. Meanwhile, Christian Maina, three runs, two earned, though, on five hits in five innings. So Santos facing Brian Ramos, Luis Mieses, and Alexander Womack. First toss to Ramos. Righty takes a slider down and in for ball one. Tony Cabo's trivia on Seinfeld night. Coming at you in just a sec. Here comes the 1-0. Way outside. Yanked off the plate with 93 miles an hour. Two balls and no strikes. Ramos tonight, two hits. The 2-0. Swinging a pop up into shallow right. Rowdy floats out from second base. Plants itself underneath it, but Ramirez calls him off at the last second, and Alex comes in from right to make the catch. So here's your Coney Cabo's trivia question. Go back to the fifth season. There's an episode called The Stall. And there's a famous line in there that somebody tells Elaine, I can't spare a square. Now, what was she really referring to? Pitch to Luis Mieses. Lefty takes way inside for ball one. So, trying to open it up if you maybe haven't seen the show. And kind of hopefully put it together. If you think you know the answer, use the hashtag CornyCombos on Twitter. 1-0, ripped at and missed from Mieses. One ball, one strike. A woman, rudely, I guess you'd say, tells Elaine, I can't spare a square. 1-1, swing and a miss. Mieses chases the fastball down and away. 6 inches off the plate. Strike two. We shall reveal our Seinfeld trivia answer in the bottom of the sixth. Santos taps the feet, fires home, and the pitch grounded to second base, right at Rowdy. Bends to the back, picks it off the turf, and zings it to first for the out. Mieses 0 for 3 in the cleanup spot tonight.
Well, I'm struggling a bit on this trivia question, but Junior Santos is certainly not struggling on the mound. He has been outstanding again. One early run, but after that, after the 5 shutout last time around in Hudson Valley, it's looked really sharp.
Now Womack with 2 down. It's 3-1 Brooklyn. Pitch. Womack stares at a fastball strike, tracking it right into Maina's glove, cocking his head to the right. It's nothing in one. He's been a Santos sinker victim tonight. 2 ground balls. 0-1. Slider missed off the plate to even the count. 1-1 tie. Brooklyn broke it with two in the bottom of the second. And we stay 3-1. 1-1. Womack drives one to deep right center. Consuegra gliding over in the gap. Makes the catch for the out. Alex Ramirez didn't even budge. I think that's because he's got a ton of confidence in Stanley Consuegra, who made that look easy on the slicing liner. Another 1-2-3 for Junior. We go to the bottom of the sixth, 3-1 Brooklyn ahead of Winston-Salem, and the answer to our trivia question when we get back on MILB.TV.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket for the choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Winston-Salem goes to the bullpen first. Cyclones seeing a new arm after Christian Mena has come out after five pretty solid innings. The Cyclones leading the Dash 3-1. Looking good, feeling good, trying to take a series lead. Chase Plimel comes on. He came on the other night for the final out. Struck out Alex Ramirez on Tuesday. And then Plimel comes on after Mena. So we'll get to Mena's final line. We'll get to the answer to our trivia question. All in the bottom of the sixth. So Mena goes five. Strikes out seven. Walks one. Five hits. Three runs. Just two of the three were earned. So now the keys to the mound. Transferred over to Chase Plimel. And he faces Jose Peroza, Jalen Palmer, and Jose Mena. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rad. This is Seinfeld Night 2022 at Maimonides Park. Peroza leads off. He is 0 for 2. Recent on E6 back in the first. Plimel full stretch, deals. And the slider squiggles low for ball one. Plimel, 24 years old, part of this pitching core that we've talked about. A lot of older guys. A lot of experience. 1-0. Peroza whacks one in the air. Straightaway center. Ellis trotting back towards the outfield. Wallen makes the easy catch on the run. So the trivia question one more time. In the Seinfeld episode, The Stall, a woman tells Elaine in a critical moment, "I cannot spare a square." What was she referring to? Get your answers in quickly. Here's Jalen Palmer with one away. Pitch. Slider, slam, foul for strike one.
I'm not sure on this one. Go money, throw it out there.
Okay, that's a valiant effort, valiant guess, but not happening.
All right.
The 0-1. Slider just missed low. One ball, one strike. Can't spare a square refers to toilet paper.
Oh, very much not the same thing.
Not, well, unless times are desperate. Plimel's 1-1. Palmer pops it up. Shallow center field. Womack out from second base. Settles underneath it and makes the easy one-hand catch. So Mary and Diane DiBernardo got it right with the hashtag ConyCombos on Twitter. The Birdman of Brooklyn, who's homesick on Seinfeld night, tough night to miss, he got it right as well. Of course, Jerry's dating this woman, Jane, who's in a stall next to Elaine. They don't know each other quite yet. But Elaine runs out of toilet paper in a critical moment and asks her neighbor for some help, and Jane won't give her any toilet paper. Pitch to Jose Mena. He swings to the first one and fouls it back for strike one. Seinfeld always had an amazing knack of everyday life situations. It can always trace back to one of those 180 episodes over the 9 seasons. 0-1. Rounded to first base. Mendoza bends to the back, picks it up, and takes it to the bag himself for the out. And Plimel has a 1-2-3 inning. Plimel, ply, toilet paper. It all works out together. Well, we go to the 7th inning. 3-1 lead for Brooklyn in front of Winston-Salem. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Seventh inning from Coney Island, Brooklyn 3, Winston-Salem 1 here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network, MILB.TV. Nick DeLuca, Keith Ratt, appreciate you taking some of your Saturday night and hanging with us. Brooklyn looking to take 5 of 6 to open this series against Winston-Salem. Lost the first two, trying to bounce back with 3 in a row. Norman Hackenberg and Mendoza up against Junior Santos, who's out into the 7th inning. First pitch. Sinker in off the plate to Ben Norman. It's 1-0. Norman 0-for-2, struck out twice. Santos winds, 1-0. Sinker in off the plate, 2 balls and no strikes. Junior coming into this inning and thrown just 71 pitches, so the pitch count has been really solid. Looking for another scoreless frame. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Norman behind the sinker, outside corner at 92. 2 balls and a strike. Righty stares in over the glove, first base side of the rubber. 2-1. Bouncing ball right side, backhand field. Jordan pats the glove, throw to first, one away. Really nice play on the backhand by Rowdy Jordan behind the second base bag. Not a natural second baseman, but making that play look easy for the first out. One down for Santos. Here's Adam Hackenberg. First pitch. He swings and lifts a fly ball down the right field line, fading foul off the netting. 0-1. Hackenberg 1-for-2, a base hit in the second, and struck out looking back in the 4th inning. Number 30 prospect in the White Sox organization, looking to get something started for Winston-Salem in the 7th. 0-1. Sinker strike outside corner, 94. 0-2. Cyclones infield straight up. Junior Santos protecting a 3-1 lead in the top of the 7th. 0-2. Hackenberg rolls over left side. Backhand field, Peroza behind the bag. The first on target, 2 away. Back-to-back groundouts induced by Santos, who has continued to roll into this 7th inning. has now set down six in a row. And in command on the bump, here's Harvin Mendoza. Upright stance left side. First pitch, he swings, rolls over right side. Backhand field, Guerrero. Jog over to the bag, and the inning's over. Another quick frame for Junior Santos. Three straight ground outs. Santos through seven, allowing just one run. Seventh inning stretch time from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 3, Winston-Salem 1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
For some hot dogs, how about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Bottom of the seventh inning from Maimonides Park. 3-1 Brooklyn on top of Winston-Salem. Cyclones gunning for three straight in the series. And to make it three of the first five, they'll send 8-9-1 to the plate against a new pitcher, Alex Mateo. 6'2 right-hander out of Florida. 2016 22nd round pick of the Miami Marlins out of Nova Southeastern. This is 13th appearance of the year, a 3-2-1 ERA in 14 innings. 13 strikeouts, a whip, just over 1.2. Shervin Newton making his way to the batter's box. Mateo pitching for the second time in this series. Worked a scoreless inning back on Wednesday. First pitch is sliced back to the screen, 0-1. Shervin Newton 1-for-2, base hit and a run scored in the second, and struck out his last time in the fourth. Bunch of zeros on the scoreboard after the second inning tonight. 0-1, swinging a miss by Newton. Behind a fastball at 91, no balls, two strikes. Cyclones going ahead on a two-run homer by Gregory Guerrero. And all zeros since. 0-2. Fastball just off the outside corner. Hackenberg thought it was strike three. But Newton now behind a ball and two strikes. Mateo leans in, nods yes to the sign, working out of the stretch. Taps the toe, closed off, 1-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball dialed up to 93. Out of the bullpen and a strikeout for Alex Mateo. And Newton retired to open the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's Gregory Guerrero. On base both times tonight. First pitch, breaking ball off the outside corner. 1-0. Homered in the second, a two-run shot, and a base hit his last time. Looking to make it a three-hit night. 1-0. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Bases empty, one out. 3-1, the Cyclones lead, bottom seven. Mateo's 2-0. Guerrero check swing held off. High fastball. 3-0. Been a second straight night that the Cyclones haven't had a ton going offensively.
one big swing by Guerrero, and yet find themselves in front yet again. 3-0. Fastball strike inside corner, 3-1. And that may be the mark of a good team that is turning the corner, finding multiple ways to win. Thursday night it was the bats, the pitching the last two nights. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Guerrero chased a high fastball, and the count full. Really did it with the bats, taking 4 of 6 from Hudson Valley last week. Mateo, the set payoff. Fastball outside. Guerrero on base for a third time tonight. Works the one out walk.
And last night we saw Juan Loyo, who's only played a couple games. He was effective in his second game. 2 out of 3 getting on base. And Guerrero, I mean, it's not easy. He's only played in 4 games now with Brooklyn, but really impressive. He's on base better than .500. We saw the power today. It's so hard to hit every day. It's harder to hit every 6 days when you get out there.
Guerrero leads from first with one out. Here's Rowdy Jordan. First pitch. Pop foul left side out of play. 0-1. Jordan is 1 for 2 tonight. Base hit in the first, grounded out in the fourth. Also worked a walk in the second inning. Mateo brings the hands together. 0-1. Change up low. 1-1. Cyclones have been held off the board since the second inning. 5 straight scoreless frames from Winston-Salem pitching. Brooklyn could use some insurance up by 2. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Jordan behind 93. 2 strikes. Brooklyn's been so good closing out teams with leads at the back end of ball games. One of the best areas of this Cyclones club. 1-2. Fastball up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Record has been outstanding in those late game situations. 37-5 leading after 7. 36-0 leading after 8. 2-2. Jordan taps it foul and back of home plate, stays alive. Especially trying to piece it together with the state of the pitching staff having to go deep with a couple of spot starts. See what the Cyclones have to offer out of the pen. 2-2. Change up, down and away, and the count full. That, of course, with the knowledge that Junior Santos probably coming back out for the 8th inning. Has that been a big lift for the Cyclones? Runner off first, one out. Payoff, runner goes. Bouncing ball right side. Womack to his left. Left hand field look to first in time. For the second out as Guerrero scampers up to second base.
The center fielder, number 20, Stanley Consuegra.
So putting the runner in motion on the full count. Keeps Jordan out of the double play and a runner in scoring position for Stanley Consuegra. Time called for a moment. Rosenbach getting a little too far away from the dirt mound. Joe Iglio all over it to make sure it returns to the proper place. First pitch. Breaking ball strike inside corner to Consuegra. Nothing in one. Stanley 0 for 3. With the strikeout, fly out, and ground out. Runner at second, 2 down. 0-1, wave and a miss. Over a breaking ball, nothing at 2. Consuegra has slowed down in this series. Has just 2 hits, but both have been productive. RBI single on Tuesday and a triple yesterday. Can it come through again with a runner in scoring position and 2 out? Cyclones looking to add on to a 3-1 lead. 0-2. Fastball off the outside corner. 1-2. Mateo leans in, now it's yes to the sign. Closed off set, tapping the toe. And the 1-2. Fastball below the knees, two balls, two strikes. Mateo with a step toward the dugout, thought it was strike three. Consuegra able to lay off and work the count back full. Guerrero in scoring position at second, 3-1. Brooklyn in the bottom of the seventh inning. 2-2, swing and a miss. Consuegra out in front of a changeup. And a second strikeout of the inning by Mateo closes out the Brooklyn threat in the seventh. Cyclones strand a runner in scoring position through seven from Coney Island. Brooklyn 3, Winston-Salem 1. To the eighth we go. Keith Rad with a play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
And in the top of the eighth inning with the Cyclones leading 3-1 against Winston-Salem, Luis Rivera goes to his bullpen. After seven glorious innings from Junior Santos, it's now time for right-hander Dyson Acosta. It's a Baikal Cadillac call to the pen. And Acosta's been excellent since he has transitioned full-time into the bullpen. He has been walking around the clubhouse. The closer. I'm the closer. He's been telling himself that for the last few weeks, and he's been closing games pretty well. Three of his last five have been saves. So his first batter, Jason Matthews, digs in. Initial offering runs up and in for ball one. Junior tonight, seven with one run allowed. It's amazing work. Six hits, four strikeouts, 1-0. Popped up into the blue sky behind short. Newton trotting out, raises his hands. Calls off Palmer and makes the catch. One away. So this brings up Duke Ellis. Ellis, the leadoff man. He's had an excellent second year in this high A. His dad, Robert, former big leaguer, was with the Diamondbacks. Spent some time with the Angels, the Rangers, and the Dodgers. Ellis, a left-handed swinger. Pitch. Stares at one off the plate for ball one. But, Nick, wouldn't you know it, that during Robert Ellis's time to the majors, he was in the New York Penn League. The 1-0 cracked up the middle. Base hit. Acosta reached out to his left but couldn't snag it. And Ellis is now stretching for two. Here comes the throw. Consuegra with a good throw. And the tag is there. And Ellis is out. Newton put the tag down. Duke was going for it. He thought he could read the body language of center fielder Stanley Consuegra. It's a single, but a put out at second base that goes 8-6.
And that just too aggressive for Duke Ellis, especially in this situation, down by two. Want to try and bring the tying run to the plate. Maybe an opportunity to stretch it at some point if it's a bang-bang play, but certainly not there this late in the game.
Here's Montgomery with two outs. Pitch. High fly into right center. Ramirez trots over in the gap. He and Consuegra come together, and it is One of them makes the catch. I guess it's going to take about 15 minutes for us to find out as the two huddle together. I think Alex did make the snag. We have yet to see the ball emerge from the gloves as the Cyclones run off the field. And I think the mystery exists. F something. The Cyclones get out of the inning unscathed. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn leading 3-1 against Winston-Salem, who has a new pitcher coming in when we get back on the Cyclones radio network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
On a Saturday night by the beach, Cyclones have a 3-1 lead against the Winston-Salem Dash. Brooklyn wins tonight. They take a 3-2 series lead into the finale tomorrow. New left-hander Skylar Arias comes on to face Alex Ramirez. And the first pitch at the bottom of the eighth is a breaking ball, strike one. Arias, 25 years old, pitching at high A with the White Sox. For the first time in his career. He used to be with Cleveland. Lefty lifts the leg slowly. The 0-1. Sidearm sling missed down and in. Ball and a strike. So Lorenzo Bundy went with Christian Maynard for 5. Plymel scoreless 6th. Mateo is scoreless 7th. And Arias is scoreless 8th. Potentially the last inning a reliever is needed. But the Cyclones up at this juncture. 1-1. Ramirez grounds it sharply to second base. Womack makes the snag, whips it to first base for the out. So Arias on the bump. When he was with Cleveland, that was last year. Made it all the way up to double A. And then once he signed as a free agent with Chicago, started him in the complex for an inning. And he's been up here ever since at this level. But again, older guy, 25 years old. The league average here is about 22 and a half. So 25 is a lot older. Here's Gattis with one out. The lefty slowly deals his first one. And the bender is in there for strike one. Well, at this level, 14 innings, Arias with a strikeout rate of 44%. Walk rate high, though, at 14%. The 0-1. Breaking ball off the plate. Gattis takes, and it's a ball and a strike. Junior Santos out-dueling Christian Mena through the first part of this game, and it so far has stuck. 1-1. Caught on a miss. 89 on the outside corner. Gattis with a big cut. Strike two. Dash scored first, and Brian Ramos bloop single, scoring Colson Montgomery. Brooklyn answered right back in the bottom of the first. And Nick Gattis, who's in right now, he had a two-out single. And then in the bottom of the next inning, bottom two, Gregory Guerrero hit his first Cyclones home run, a two-run shot. And it's been donuts on the line score ever since. Arias is 1-2.
floats down and in at 82 miles an hour. Pretty sunset sky. Shy of 8 o'clock on this Saturday. But the lights are starting to take hold, shining down on the turf. Here comes the 2-2. Gattis takes way inside. Three balls and two strikes. Infield is back, outfield straight away. Wind softly blowing in and to third base from center field. Payoff pitch. Gattis pops it up and foul back into the crowd, about six rows back behind home plate. Stays 3-2. Check in Jersey Shore, where Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore are playing the nightcap of the doubleheader. Just getting started. Scoreless bottom one. Another 3-2. Gattis cuts through a nasty slider down and in. So Arias with that lefty windup raises his front leg really slowly. Kind of puts you to sleep. Comes from a funky sidearm angle and spins it really, really well.
They say pitching is all about disrupting the hitter's timing, and that's certainly what you can tell Arias does very well. Lifting the leg can vary the motion in that sense, and also has that wipeout slider after holding it.
Little break in the action. Luis Rivera ran out to third base without his helmet on, so just his hat. Home plate umpire Mickey Smith put a stop to that. Rivera just forgot. So with two outs and the base is empty, see if Peroza can figure out Arias. 3-1 Brooklyn in the eighth. Pitch. Bender snaps over the outside corner, curling off the edge. Strike one. Slow windup, quick delivery, but then out of the hand, it comes out a little softer than it might look. Here comes the 0-1. And that runs down and in, almost hit Peroza in the foot. One ball, one strike. Jose's cooled off after a red-hot week. Tonight, 0-3. Let's put the ball in play, though, all three times. 1-1 from the lefty. Peroza spanks one left field. Norman comes in, plays it on a hop, and right on cue. Jose Peroza keeps it going. And it's eight straight games with a single. And it's hard to keep a good man down. And Winston-Salem cannot get Peroza out for a full game, but they've taken baby steps to get him out for most of the game tonight.
Certainly not. That approach has stayed steady. The timing right on point there. And just continues to deliver good at-bats with hard contact.
Here's Palmer, who's 0-3. First toss. Bender connects on the outside corner. So Arias has started all of these righty batters with a backdoor breaking ball, starting off the plate and curling back around for a strike. 0-1 to Jalen. Fastball, strike, top of the zone, inside corner at 90. Cyclones by two in the bottom of the eighth. Rose, a small lead off first, takes another step. Arias, the lefty, looks at him and fires home. Just missed down low with the changeup. Palmer takes for ball one. Brooklyn, after last week's 4 out of 6, have reemerged in this series after dropping the first two on Tuesday and Wednesday. The 1-2 on the inside corner, strike three. And Palmer K's to end the inning. Well, the Cyclones are three outs away from continuing that good week and putting Tuesday and Wednesday behind them. They sit perfectly three outs away from taking advantage in this series. We go to the top of the ninth. 3-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Brooklyn is three outs away from a victory. Cyclones up 3-1 against the Dash. Winston-Salem jumped onto the scene right off the bus and onto the scoreboard the first two nights of this series. But since the end of Wednesday's camp day with the Cyclones bottomed out at an 8-0 loss, scratching their heads, well, they have found it again. And if they wrap this thing up in three outs, that's three straight and at least a 3-2 series lead into the finale tomorrow night. Tyson faced the minimum in the eighth and coming on in the ninth inning for his second inning of relief, trying to earn the save. Acosta's 21st game. Strikeout rate overall at 21% and the walk rate at 14%. But as Acosta has shown in the bullpen, he has adjusted beautifully. Two-run game, though, so Winston-Salem a bloop and a blast away from tying it up. Ryan Ramos stands in from the right side. First pitch, breaking ball, swirls in for strike one. It is, of course, 3-4-5 in the order, so not easy for Acosta. The 0-1. Changeup miss up and away, and it's a ball and a strike. Ryan had a bloop single to make it 1-0, an infield single, and a fly out to right, so he's 2-for-3. Pitch, slider, cut on and miss. Nasty with some bite down and away. And Ramos lunging, couldn't hold the bat back. It is Seinfeld night 2022, so if you've never been here before and you just missed it, or if you're out today, well, you know what's coming up after the game. It is the famous Elaine Dancing Little Kicks competition. 1-2. Slam down the right field line, but foul. Twisting outside first base. Ramos just missed a little seeing eye shot down the line. So in just a moment, of course, if all goes well for Brooklyn, ahead of the fireworks, some, I guess you'd say enthusiastic, some would say crazy fans, will get behind home plate and put on a show for this couple thousand audience. 1-2. Ground ball sharply hit to third base, ingested. DeRosa has it, throws across for the first out. Jose fielding his position nicely tonight at third yet again. He is very silently a dynamite third baseman. One down, top of the ninth, Brooklyn by two. Bases are clear for lefty Luis Meneses. Acosta standing on the first base side of the rubber. 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Turns his feet, deals his first. And runs it down and in, ball one. Well, if you remember the beginning of the year where Dyson was in the starting rotation, between you and me and the lamppost, it didn't go well. Now, he knows that, of course. But this is a perfect little split, the statistic of him in the starting role and him in the relieving role. As a starter, 10 games, 10 starts. ERA 9.93. I mean, that's almost 10. As a reliever in perfectly 10 games, 1.90. 2-0. It's outside for ball three in between my soapbox there. Pitch count, I should say pitch clock was called against Dyson, so it is 3-0. Next toss, fastball right down the chute for call strike one. So from an ERA of almost 10 to an ERA of 1-something. 3-1. Strike two, outside corner. Pounds the glove at 95 miles an hour. Now, while some starters would say, I don't want to relieve, it's a mental game, Acosta's gotten better. Payoff. Lined in the air, left center field. Consuegra running over, but it's by him and bounced past him towards the fence. The aces around first into second base with a double. It's the 33rd double for Luis Mieses. Now, Mieses came into the series with 32 doubles, a whopping number, and that's the first two base hit he's had all week. So he waits till Saturday night to pick up a double. So while the Cyclones feel all well and good up in this game for a long time, so you just kind of get comfortable with the lead, Winston-Salem is a swing away from tying the game. Tying run at home. It's 3-1 Brooklyn. One on, one out for Alexander Womack. Pitch. Fastball taken inside at 94 for ball one. Womack tonight 0 for 3. Winston-Salem has actually out-hit Brooklyn 8-6. Cyclones have limited the damage. Dyson from the stretch. Set belt high. Fires the 1-0. And missed down low. Aiming for the knees. And it's two balls and no strikes. The Aces takes his lead, but Dyson Acosta calls for time and summons Jose Mena to the mound. Alexander Womack at home plate out of the MEAC. Play with Norfolk State. Was a terrific conference player. Two-time All-MEAC. And signed with Chicago after the 2021 collegiate season wrapped up. Has enjoyed a nice year this year, hitting at 289 with a 368 on base. Here's the 2-0. And the slider in there for a strike. Acosta back in the saddle. Painted sky, painted sunset right now, just past 8 o'clock. Ninth inning. Acosta's 2-1. Womack takes the slider outside, ball three. So no bite. Out across the horizon, a deep grayish blue. Above that, some magenta streaks, and then back to blue. 3-1. Strike inside corner. Womack livid at home plate. He turns his head to Mickey Smith, and he's got a lot to say, jawing at the umpire. And then calls for time. Pitch was down and in by the knees, and from here, look, maybe 50-50, but Womack seems to think that was certainly a ball. And Winston-Salem, we talk about their offense. They scored two runs in the last three nights. Well, they do not want to lose this game. Tying run at home, under its second base with one out. Acosta's payoff way outside, and Womack turns towards the umpire. And still has something to say as he drops the bat, the elbow guard, and trots down to first. Towing the line there, getting very close. Maybe Mickey Smith knows he missed that call, and so lets Womack have his say. But usually an umpire, that strike zone, that's an off-limits conversation after maybe a word or two. Well, Womack had more than a word or two. And now, Ben Norman is at the plate. This is a guy that could leave the yard in a heartbeat. Two on, first pitch. Norman swings through a changeup for strike one. Now Ben Norman, he had his eyes set on that backyard. Norman's hit two homers in the series. Brooklyn is two outs away. Acosta's pitch. Ground ball to second base. Jordan has it. Flipped to second one. Newton to first base. Double play. Ball game over, and on Seinfeld night, the Brooklyn Cyclones beat Winston-Salem 3-1. They are masters of their domain tonight, and they take a 3-2 series lead, ripping off three wins in a row. In the night, no runs, one hit, and one left. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this from Maimonides Park on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
On Seinfeld night, Cyclones get it done, beating Winston-Salem 3-1 at Maimonides Park. So now the Cyclones to 21-14, 7 games better than 500 in the second half. Meanwhile, overall better than 500 for the first time since May the 1st. Brooklyn with the win tonight, 51-50. Jump into our post-game show. First, the totals. Cyclones go 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Brooklyn left 6 men on base. On the Winston-Salem side, the White Sox affiliate, 1 run tonight, 8 hits. They committed 2 errors and left 5. The victory goes to Junior Santos. He was awesome tonight with 7 innings of 1-run ball. Christian Mena takes the tough luck loss. He was super effective for Winston-Salem, but not enough for his offense to hang around with him. One of the reasons why I absolutely don't like wins and losses for pitchers, but I got to read the totals, so I'll keep my mouth shut. Tyson Acosta, though, gets the save. He has been great in relief. Time of the game, 2 hours and 10 minutes. So go back and recap this game that began at 6:01, pitting Santos against Mena in front of this big Seinfeld night crowd of 4,792. Junior actually gave up a run 3 batters into the game. Colson Montgomery tripled to right center field with 1 out, and the next batter, Brian Ramos, lifted a ball to shallow right field. Alex Ramirez in right field thought the ball was going to go a lot deeper than it did, and it dropped in front of him. So it landed for a single, and Montgomery scurried home. Ramirez made a great throw to the plate, but could not catch Colson. And Winston-Salem made it 1-0. But Junior Santos said, all right, that's enough. We'll leave it at that. The next 6 innings were scoreless for Junior. Meanwhile, Brooklyn answered the call in the bottom of the first inning. In the bottom of the first inning, with Nick Gattis picking up an RBI single with 2 outs and 2 strikes against Christian Mena. It was a phenomenal job to get right back and even the score. That gave Junior Santos enough confidence to, again, throw his 6 scoreless. And in the bottom of the second inning against Christian Mena, he got his first out. Shervin Newton ripped a single to right, and then the 9-man Gregory Guerrero hit a 2-run home run into left field to make it 3-1 Brooklyn Cyclones. And then we didn't see any runs for the rest of the game. The Cyclones had 7 from Junior, 2 scoreless from Dyson. Meanwhile, it was Mena for 5. He gave up all 3 runs. Plymel, Mateo, and Arias, the next 3 innings, were scoreless, just 1 inning each. So again, with the victory, the Cyclones go to 21-14, 51-50 overall. Winston-Salem goes to 48-53, 15-20. Now, they had been sitting 8 back into tonight behind Rome, and they don't want to sink any further, but they have sunk pretty far so far. So Cyclones get the victory, and it's all important. Coming into today, tied with Hudson Valley. So Hudson Valley into today at 19-13. They lost the first game of the doubleheader to Jersey Shore. So they go to 19-14, and then this next game that they play will get them only as close as a half game. So they lost the first one 8-2 to Jersey Shore. Second game is in the top of the third inning. No score yet from Lakewood. Around the rest of the league tonight, Aberdeen beat Wilmington 3-0, shut them out. Greensboro taking on Bowling Green, trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Now from the South Division of the South Atlantic League, Hickory and Asheville were rained out. Rome came back, though, to beat Greenville, which is no fun for anybody else in the South. Rome is 24-11, and they have at least a two-game lead over the rest of the division. So some glorious results for Rome with a comeback victory over Greenville. At AAA, Syracuse over Lehigh Valley, a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. Syracuse into that game at 46-57, so trying to get back to a more reputable 10 games under 500. JT Riddle with a double in this contest. Tim Adelman, one run over four innings. And that's a look at AAA. If you don't mind taking us through the rest of the Mets minor leagues, AA Somerset leading Binghamton 2-1. That's the Yankees affiliate ahead of the Mets affiliate in the bottom of the fifth. And bottom of the eighth inning, St. Lucie leading Daytona 2-1 at Clover Park in Florida. Tonight with Kyle Wilson back on the mound. Now, Kyle Wilson pitched with the Cyclones in 2018 and got hurt, and we haven't seen Kyle Wilson in a very long time, so hopefully he nears his way back. But Nick, it's good to see you again. I know you had your post-game interview. But Cyclones win it tonight. We've taken care of most of the scoreboard. Just wrapping it up.
Yeah, a lot of happy campers down in the Cyclones dugout. Nick Gattis had a chance to talk to him, said that it was just good to see the resilience in the fight from this team, able to come back, losing the first two, winning three in a row, and an opportunity once again to take 4 of 6 in back-to-back series with the victory tonight. That's another big one as the Cyclones are trying to create that momentum for the division race in the North. So they will hand the ball to Luis Moreno tomorrow against left-hander Tommy Summer, and trying to build on the three straight victories and are over 500 on the full season with the win tonight at 51-50. Winston-Salem to 48-53. And now 15-20 on the second half. Brooklyn improving to 21-14 on the second half of play. That should just about wrap it up for us tonight. Once again, the final score, Brooklyn scores 3 runs in the first 2 innings and down the dash 3-1. Join us again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Luis Moreno gets the ball against Tommy Summer to wrap up this series. Cyclones pregame on the air at 1:40 on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. For Keith Radd, I'm Nick DeLucas saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Cyclones take the 3-2 lead in the series. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.